don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, this show today will be rebroadcasting tomorrow. So you'll be hearing this show tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. And then the 9 to noon live slot that we normally do will be this show again as a repeat tomorrow. Going to ask for prayers for Vicki and her doctors tomorrow afternoon. We have a procedure to go through in Traverse City, and that's the reason why I won't be on the air. Greatly appreciate if you would hold her and her doctors in your thoughts, prayers tomorrow afternoon. Thursday, January 23rd. Governor Gretchen Whitmer had full control of the House and the Senate for 2 years. They rammed a bunch of things through that was on their bucket list, their agenda items. They chose to do things without the Republicans being involved. Not allowing him to have any amendments into the bills. Some of them, sometimes, not even allowing them to speak on the floor of the House and the Senate. They rammed them through. She signed them. Most of the bills got immediate effect, except for the six Republicans in the Senate that chose selectively not to allow immediate effect on some of the bills. Well, those days are over. We have a split House and Senate now. Republicans control the House. Democrats still control the Senate. They have to compromise. They have to figure out a way to get along and try to get some bipartisanship bills done for the next 2 years. If not, this governor is a lame duck, and she's done. They're not going to get anything done. They're not even going to possibly pass a budget to keep state government open. Oh, no, 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 no. They'll do that. But what type of budget? How much spending? How much money of ours will they spend in this upcoming budget, fiscal year 2026? Something they should be working on right now. Something they have to get done before July 1st, before summer recess. We shall see. We shall see what happens. But here is the bottom line for all of this. Many of the bills passed by the House Senate Democrats got signed no problem by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 13 of them, though, did not. What were the 13? And what was her reasons for not signing them into law? Well, we have a story on it. We're going to break it down. We're going to explain it to you. The bottom line, Governor Gretchen Whitmer played politics in some of these vetoes. Others, well, this is a situation that we, the people, are needing to look at and understand. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Governor Gretchen Whitmer vetoed 13 bills that were passed last year, 2024, by the Democratic-controlled state legislature. in the 110 state House members, they had a 56-54 two-seat majority, Democrats to Republicans. In the Senate, 38 state senators, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans, again, a two-seat majority. They had total control, the trifecta, of the House, Senate, and the governorship for 2 years. You have to understand something. They ran roughshod over the Republicans. You're in the minority, go sit in the corner, suck your thumbs. You can do whatever you want. You're not going to be allowed to speak. You're not allowed to make any amendments. You're not allowed to do anything. Just collect the paycheck and deal with your constituents. Well, here's a look at the bills. House bills 4191 through 4194. These bills would have made it easier for parolees to get access to a driver's license or state ID card by requiring the Michigan Department of Corrections to apply for these forms of identification on behalf of a prisoner scheduled to be released. You got a prisoner. He's going to be released. Maybe he's been in there for a while. Why would you not want to assist them in getting some ID? Well, according to the House Fiscal Agency, the bills would have codified a program that the department already undertakes that enables state prisoners to have these identification cards upon release. While Whitmer said she supports the policies behind the bills, parts of them conflict with other bills that she signed into law regarding automatic voter registration. Yes, people who are incarcerated in jail being able to vote. If she were to sign these bills, they would have conflicted with portions, would override some of the changes that was made to the automatic voter registration process. For the foregoing reasons, I'm vetoing these bills, Whitmer wrote in a letter on Friday to lawmakers. Unfortunately, this action is a necessary consequence of the legislature's failure to reconcile the text of these bills with existing laws and other newly created laws. I look forward to working with the current legislature on passing this important criminal justice reform issue in the near future. I don't think Matt Hall and the Republicans are even going to take it up. Next, House Bills 5164, 5165. Call centers that relocated from Michigan to another country would be disqualified from receiving economic development incentives from the Michigan Strategic Fund, the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, and would have to be required to maintain a registry of these call centers. The bills also contain provisions around employers notifying the state prior to relocating a call center out of the state of Michigan into another country. Whitmer said federal law already requires certain employers to provide written notice in advance of a facility closing or mass layoff. According to these bills, they would likely result in the unnecessary use of the department's time and resources. So she vetoed them. Next, House Bills 5571 through 5573, 5575, and 76. These would have amended Michigan election law to bring a host of changes to ballot initiative petitions, constitutional amendment petitions, and even nominating petitions. Among the changes, the bills would have changed the deadlines for when a petition must be filed and allow for the Board of State Canvassers to use statistical random sampling method when reviewing petition signatures for authenticity. Remember the Democrat hired signature gathering petition companies that were hired by some of the Republicans who ended up having their petition signatures looked at found many of them were fraudulent, tossed them out, and they were kicked off the ballot. Whitmer went on to say that these bills fell short of addressing the fraud that we saw during the 2022 governor's race, when five Republican candidates were kicked off the ballot due to petition circulators who submitted fraudulent petition sheets consisting entirely of invalid signatures, according to the Bureau of Elections report. Unfortunately, these bills fall far short of the serious need to address this fraud, to restore public trust in our nominating petitions process, to protect voters and our state constitution. Whitmer went on to say, namely, these bills move Michigan in the wrong direction by authorizing sampling procedures instead of requiring exhaustive review of signatures to ensure that no fraud exists. So she vetoed it. Sorry, you're going to need to look at every signature. It's extensive, it's exhaustive, it is very expensive to do, but we're going to keep on doing it. House Bill 5827 would have increased the maximum amount of time a person could qualify for unemployment from 20 weeks to 26, as well as increase the maximum amount of weekly benefits. Well, Whitmer vetoed this bill because in December she signed into law a similar Senate Bill number 40 that also increased the maximum employment weeks to 26 and increased the maximum amount of weekly benefits. Who was the sponsor of House Bill 5827? Surprise, surprise. Detroit State Representative Karen Whitsitt. The very Democrat state representative who hid out in Matt Hall's office and prevented the lame duck session from going forward, concluding early, basically without them passing all the bills they wanted to pass. Karen Whitsitt, the sponsor? Well, I'll sign the Senate bill, but I'm not going to sign hers. Politics by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Next, Senate Bill 976 would have exempted any records of the methods used by the Unemployment Insurance Agency to identify and investigate fraudulent claims that were, as a result, obtained from the Freedom of Information Act. However, Whitmer said the bills would have allowed a licensed attorney to bypass the FOIA exemption. This exemption is problematic because the disclosure of this information could be a violation of regulations promulgated by the United States Department of Labor and could subject the state to potential penalties, including withholding of funds. Additionally, such an exemption is entirely unnecessary, given that attorneys can receive this information through the discovery process in court and administrative proceedings. Pretty interesting that she chose these bills passed by the Democrats in the House, the Senate, sent to her for signature, and she declined. She vetoed them. Pretty interesting. Additionally, nine other bills that were passed and left with the former Speaker, Joe Tate, well, he never forwarded them to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The bills basically are dead. And following the story up, Matt Hall, the current speaker, said, I'm under no obligation to forward them to the governor. And actually, the deadline is passed. So basically, the bills are dead. Combined 22 bills not becoming law here in the state of Michigan. Good riddance, bye-bye, a complete waste of time, money, and resources on those 22 bills. Very, very interesting. One of the issues going on, I got enough time here? Yeah, I think we do. We'll squeeze this one in real quick. Detroit black leaders, kind of interesting. Rejecting Governor Gretchen Whitmer's endorsement of a Michigan Democrat Party chair candidate. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is experiencing some fallout from being a lame duck governor, as a few dozen notable Democrats mentioned her by name in a press release penned by the Wayne County Black Caucus about its choice for Michigan Democratic Party chair. The elected leaders, community activists, precinct delegates, and other Michigan Democrat Party leaders are backing Al B.J. Williams, defying Governor Gretchen Whitmer's endorsement of an establishment candidate. The statement by Frank Woods, chair of the Wayne County Black Caucus, says, "While I appreciate Governor Whitmer, we lost the entire state in the last election." No, you didn't. You took totally the Supreme Court of Michigan. You took all of the university slots. The only thing you lost really was the House. You got Slotkin elected U.S. Senator. Yeah, Donald Trump beat Kamala Harris, but he beat her in six other swing states as well. Well, he went on to say, "Our party has simply been out of touch with the everyday Democrat voter. We need a party leader who knows the struggle people are facing and encourage standing up and organizing around elected politicians and advancing policies that address those struggles. That's why they are wanting Al B.J. Williams to be the new chair." Among those listed supporting Williams, former House candidate, community activist, former U.S. Senate candidate Hill Harper, Mary Kavanaugh, she's a state senator from Redford, four Detroit City Council members, including former Senator Coleman Young, the second, former Senator Fred Durhall, and former State Rep Mary Waters. Whitmer has come out and publicly endorsed Curtis Hertel. Who is he? He's the husband of Elizabeth Hertel, who runs the Department of Health and Human Services. He also ran and lost his race for Congress. Now that he's out of politics, Whitmer wants him to lead the party. Wayne County Black Caucus not having anything to do with this endorsed candidate. As a matter of fact, totally against it. Now, one thing you have to understand, folks, while the Republicans have four candidates running at their state convention February 21st, 22nd in Detroit, Democrats will be doing their convention the very same day. It's going to be very interesting how the Black Caucus of Wayne County stands up against Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and let's see who becomes the chair. Pretty interesting battle, internal battle going on inside the Michigan Democrat Party. Bottom of the hour news break, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, your